This weekend, the never-ending fight between the Montagues and the Capulets will be taking over DeVos Performance Hall in Grand Rapids, but it's not the Shakespearean version of Romeo and Juliet. Instead, Opera Grand Rapids will be staging the French operatic version. Current State's Jamie Paisley sat down with the singers portraying these two star-crossed lovers. And Jamie, these are the characters that everyone knows, if not the performance?
Well, yes, mostly. Because, interestingly, when it comes to classical music translations of that great tale, Shakespeare takes a backseat to theatricality. I mean, when Prokofiev wrote in his ballet Romeo and Juliet, he originally gave it a happy ending because, you know, dancers need to dance in the finale, right? For this production coming to Opera Grand Rapids this weekend, the composer Gounod adjusted the plot around to provide more duets between the two lovers. Though according to Romeo, the tenor Jonathan Boyd, this Opera Grand Rapids production is pretty straightforward.
Yes, that's correct. It is actually a brand new production. Even though we are doing it with the period costumes and the sword fights and the tights that men are wearing tights, and it is a very traditional way of doing Romeo and Juliet. However, it is, as grand opera is, the grand opera. There are no real surprises. There aren't any things going on in the production that would say, is this really Romeo and Juliet? It is absolutely 100% Romeo and Juliet. So it's one of those productions that you're going to love just because it's in the period costume.
You said swordplay as well, which I'm assuming you have to do a fair amount of, especially in Act 2 or Act 3, I can't remember.
Well, it depends on how you look at it, because Gounod wrote it in many acts. However, we're only doing it in two acts, so we're only doing one intermission. Where is our intermission
know,
in this
right?
one?
It's after the wedding.
It's after the wedding scene, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's hard to know what you want to call it, which act it is. However, yes, there is quite a bit of swordplay, and we are using actual swords, and we've had a fight instructor come in just like they do for the movies, and our fight instructor actually is affiliated with the movies, so they are quite exciting. We've got some swords slinging and, you know, steel hitting each other, so it's quite exciting for that scene.
Now, I know that Sarah Joy Miller, who is portraying Juliet, well, Opera Grand Rapids is only her second time performing this role, but Jonathan, for you, as Romeo, I think this is the fourth time this year that you've been part of a Gounod Romeo and Juliet production?
Yes, in fact, it is the same production that has been touring. It went from North Carolina to Virginia, from Virginia to Toledo, from Toledo to here, and then from here it goes to Baltimore. So all said and done, I think there will be 22 performances of this particular production, which is a fantastic new way of doing things. Not necessarily new way, but to have multiple companies bringing one production. It's not a tour. It's not a touring company. It's nothing like that. It is all the opera companies coming together to make one big production happen. Because as we all know, I mean, it's not a cheap thing to produce a brand new production of. So all of the costumes have been made specifically for our bodies. All of the sets have been designed. All of the lighting, all of the projections. That this particular production has phenomenal projections from, which is a new way of using backdrops. Instead of just a backdrop of a painted something, it's actual projection of Verona, in fact. There are scenes from Verona, actual photos from Verona that you'll be seeing through this opera. But that's what makes this production so fantastic.
For this Opera Grand Rapids production of the classic opera Romeo and Juliet by Charles Gounod, well, it's directed by Bernard Uzan, who tenor Jonathan Boyd has worked with before here in Michigan.
I did have the chance of doing a production with Bernard, a completely different production, but in Detroit with Michigan Opera Theater. And it was a completely different production. So it's interesting to know that you can still do it in period costume and period sets, etc., and have it two completely different worlds, yet the same opera.
Mm. Have you been in Grand Rapids before?
This is my first time in Grand Rapids, and I just read in the New York Times that Grand Rapids is number 20 of places to visit in all of the world. If you go to this the New York Times article and read down, like, number 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, through 10 are like Paris and Abu Dhabi and and all of these different places. And then number 20 is Grand Rapids, Michigan. So I'm really looking forward to checking out what that article was, some places to go visit.
And for this production of Charles Gounod's opera Romeo and Juliet being staged by Opera Grand Rapids, tenor Jonathan Boyd is indeed making his Grand Rapids debut as Romeo, but his castmate, Sarah Joy Miller, is no stranger to Michigan and is even scheduled to appear later this year with Michigan Opera Theater.
Yes, I've done, I think 4 productions at Michigan Opera, and I've never actually been in Grand Rapids, and it is a beautiful, beautiful city. I've really enjoyed it so far.
Well, you missed the snow by 2 weeks, so it's fine.
Yeah, we came in right for that beautiful 70-something, 80-something degree weather, so we're not complaining.
Your relationship as Juliet goes back a while, at least, because I know that the starting track of your CD is Je veux vivre.
Oh, wow, you did your research. Yes, actually, I mean, strangely enough, it was the first aria that I ever learned, and I was 14 years old, so I was actually age-appropriate at the time, being that Juliet is around that age in the opera. So yes, it's an interesting opera for me because I've learned so many different pieces of it throughout the years, and then to finally do the role, this was my first scheduled appearance, but then I jumped in North Carolina with Jonathan and did 2 performances. So it's been a long journey of learning it piece by piece for concerts and whatnot, so...
So then when the North Carolina experience came up, that was must have been exceedingly quick then that you were brought in?
Yes, it was exceedingly quick. I had never sung the role on stage, and in a certain way, it was one of the most unique things I've ever done because you never get the opportunity to really have a cast that is totally ready. I mean, they all had been doing it and were completely on their game, and they just supported me. And of course, there were parts I didn't know, and the staging, we were just kind of, okay, she's going there, so I'm following her. So it was brilliant. And even Maestro Mina, he was the same way, because there were parts that I didn't know the tempos or anything like that. So it's incredible what you learn when you just have to do something. And I think you grow the most in a certain sense when you're forced to get out of your comfort zone and just move with it and not think about the mistakes and just keep going and just keep going. And so I learned a tremendous amount in those 2 days.
Even an opera, the show must go on.
Yes, exactly.
In the opera, which obviously is this kind of new Romeo and Juliet, I don't know if people know about it yet, it's adjusting where there's a lot of duets that occur in there, which in the play, obviously, that's not something that happens a whole lot in Gounod, and the librettists are fixing that together. But it's an interesting thing that 2 of the most popular arias are the solos that you have. If you had, apart from L'Etoile Soleil and Je veux vivre, what are the moments that you kind of think are the missing ones that people should be paying attention to but aren't quite yet? I'll give you a second. That's a lot to kind of process because there's a few. Oh, you do? Okay.
Well, I mean, one of my favorite moments of the night is the potion aria, which is Juliet's second aria, which isn't always done. Sometimes they leave it out. But it's a really nice moment for Juliet because it gives my character a chance to really evolve from the young girl. And now she's faced with this amazing predicament of having to take a potion to basically die for a while and hope that it all works out okay. It's an amazing aria. It's actually a difficult aria to sing, but it's so much fun to sing because it's so dramatic. So I think for me, that's a part, it's my favorite part in the opera, probably for myself.
Well, I have multiple favorite parts in this opera. And interestingly enough, this production, director Bernard Dusan decided that he was going to use the ballet music, and that was a decision through Jim Mina at the time and Bernard together, to not have the ballet that Gounod wrote, like having an actual ballet on stage, but they're using the music, and this is one of the first times I've ever heard in an actual production them using the ballet music, but they're using it to do the scene changes. So it's absolutely seamless to use the music that Gounod wrote for a scene change rather than the ballet, but they've incorporated it in that way. So I think it's really interesting to have that part of the music that is, again, often cut, mm-hmm. like the potion aria is often cut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there are any cuts, maybe slight portions here, verses or things like that. But for the most part, this is a complete version of it.
Mm-hmm. Tenor Jonathan Boyd and soprano Sarah Joy Miller are Romeo and Juliet in the Opera Grand Rapids production of that opera by Charles Gounod, based on Shakespeare's great tale. Performances are Friday and Saturday, April 29th and 30th at DeVos Performance Hall in downtown Grand Rapids. Tickets and more information are available online at operagr.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.